Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. As far as I'm aware, I am Brian. And over there, that's Luke.
You're batting 1,000 for the day, man. Happy Wednesday.
Hey. All right. Have you ever had your mind taken apart, pulled in 15 different directions, and then while in those 15 directions, asked to do 15 more?
Once or twice.
Almost every day we're here, but that's what's happening
every
now. Welcome to Thursday edition of the Dueling Tangents.
Brian's unfortunately just stuck in a Thursday loop, apparently. It's like Groundhog's Day, but every day is Thursday in Brian's mind.
So I know that tomorrow is Thursday, but in my mind, when I'm typing things out...
say tomorrow, you're going to be correct.
And eventually, I'm going to say tomorrow is Wednesday. It's fine. It's fine, everybody. I know that time exists, and I also know that I may be outside of time. What I do know is that we are live on 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out of Madison. We're also live in Waukesha at 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, the Shaw, out of Waukesha. You can always call us 844-967-2789.
Those things are all true. Correct.
I'm getting it there, man.
You're doing
I'm getting it there.
It's like riding a bike. That's all it is.
You know, riding a bike, that's really good. I keep putting sticks in the spokes of my wheel. I should probably just get the guards that make sure that nothing gets in
just
those
nothing.
Spokes.
Yeah, nothing jumps up there.
I thought that was for aerodynamics, and now I realize that's just so you won't hurt yourself, idiot Brian. Anyway.
All right, but it is a big Wednesday here in Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
We got a number of headlines that we want to dive into, Brian, but we'll also be joined on this great show
as well.
Special
guest time.
Yeah, so we will have Christina Leffring of Up North News joining us at the bottom of the hour, 2:30. She's going to be giving us an update of the oral arguments that have resumed now. As you and I are talking, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments in the redistricting case before the court.
The maps of least change!
Or so that's what the Republicans
being discussed.
Said they wanted. But
they're being discussed.
Yeah, we'll dive into that at the bottom of the hour. But before we dive in there, Brian, I know you wanted to kick off today's big show with a nice little analogy for the listening audience.
You know, everybody loves a bad sports analogy. And it's big headline news this whole entire week that, you know, the Packers are going to resume their quest to lose the NFC Championship. And they're annual quests, you know. It's like Napoleon going in, but, you know, recreating it every year over and over and over.
I mean, there were the Four Falls of Buffalo, so as long as it's not that bad, I mean...
That was painful.
It could be worse.
That was bad.
That's all I'm going to say.
My grandfather's name is Jim Kelly. I had an affinity for them, but let's not go too far down. Point is everyone's going to be celebrating or working. The divisional round will probably hopefully be better than the round we just had, the wild card kind of weekend where it wasn't as entertaining football as you'd want.
It wasn't. I was keeping an eye on all the games and I was doing other things at the same time. But for the pieces that I got to watch, I was like, well, I'm not really missing a whole lot because none of these are really close games. They were all blowouts.
I put the stick in the spoke of my wheel on Saturday because I decided to go see Spider-Man with my daughter and Amy. And there was a 6 o'clock show, and the Bills Patriots game that I wanted to see was at 7. So I was in the middle of the game, but I got a text from Dom saying, "Ouch!" And I said, "Oh, great! Good thing I'm in Spider-Man."
Yeah, that's fair
so
enough.
I really enjoyed it. That was great.
That's good because I had the urge to text you and I was like, well, it's not going well. Like if it was a attaboy, the Patriots are doing great. Then I would have maybe done that, but that wasn't the case.
Nobody wants the Patriots to do well. And I understand that. And I already have had enough shares of winning that I can be like, we'll get them next year. Cause we've gotten them a lot of other times. So I'm not upset about it. I just, you know, anyway, point being is that everyone's going to be watching a lot of football this weekend and there's going to be a lot of, you know, bandwagon followers, right?
Right.
You know, that's totally fine. I'm not This isn't about bandwagon followers and things like that. It's not. If you want to watch the game, go jump on it and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But everybody, when we're having our football parties and everything, we'll invite other people that maybe don't really care about the game. That's totally fine. I'm not asking anybody to care about things that they don't care about. It doesn't matter. What I encourage everybody who doesn't care about it is just amuse yourself with how many times they say the word quarterback. Because if you just listen to the announcers and how many times they say quarterback, the word loses meaning. So
we got a quarterback calling the game, I believe.
Quarterback. When the quarterback does the quarterback to the quarterback, he's going to quarterback all over the quarterback. So it's going to be quarterbacky and it's going to be quarterback going to the quarterback. But point is, while you're watching said quarterback, there's always that one person at the party that has no idea what they're talking about, but really passionately cheers one way or another for something or not, and says maybe some of the dumbest things ever that have nothing to do with anything there, but really like are just convinced and convicted with what they're saying, and they try and oversell what they know,
mm-hmm.
and it's obvious that they don't know anything of what they're talking about, and that's fine. I'm not saying you have to know everything about football.
Right.
I'm saying that if you don't, know that you don't, and just cheer and enjoy it otherwise. Because you throwing in there like extra commentary, it's just because nobody wants to correct anybody on that. Nobody cares enough to correct anybody on that, right?
Or you're the a-hole for pointing it out.
When the
rest of the party will be like, why do you got to go and correct the guy on that?
Yeah.
Or
Because just a freaking party. Nobody cares.
Right.
And I guess what I'm saying is that when we, a lot of times I get frustrated with political conversations because mm-hmm. people join in and they're saying things that I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because it's not like a football game in that, it's just a football game.
Right.
Okay, the guy, the ref completely blew the call, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be fine. But with politics, it could be like, the wrong person got in and we're all screwed now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Public policy is affected by the outcome for at least 2 to 4 years, depending on cycles.
Yes, and when we have these discussions here on our station and we talk about things politically, this is what I keep coming back to. We have to have the same shared reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you have to know everything about it, but if you don't say that things aren't when they are, you know, or just, I'm trying to make the bad sports analogy to keep us on our toes, because we want to have discussions about things, but you want to have discussions about things on the same level or the same, talking about the same things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to have someone yelling about holding when it was clearly, you know, has nothing to do with holding whatsoever, you know?
Right. Or pass interference and you're crying.
I don't want to go further down the rabbit hole. It's a bad sports analogy in the first place. But the idea is keep that in mind when you're watching football, because there's a political aspect there, because there's going to be people jumping in that have no idea what the heck they're talking about. And they're going to have facts that are easily proven or disproven if you just take the time to learn about it.
Right.
And it's more just knowing what you know and knowing what you don't know is probably the more important thing.
Right. And I think that's the biggest aspect that I like to promote is take the time to learn about it, because I get not everybody will come to a political or a sports conversation with all the knowledge. And
yeah, it's impossible.
It is impossible too. And so when you come to these conversations that you're having about what's going on in the world, it's important to know what you don't know, and it's important to know what you do know. And if you don't know, a lot of people like to fake it till they make it, but at the same time,
I've done that before, but I'll also qualify it with, look, I don't know what I'm saying here,
right,
but I'm just conjecturing, or this is my thought, this is my opinion, not necessarily presenting it as fact, or allegedly I'm going to check on that.
Right.
You know.
No, absolutely. And it is sometimes we see, I think, some individuals here in the state of Wisconsin, and this happens on both sides. I'm not going to say just Republicans
Democrats. I'm not necessarily specifically putting it. That's why I want to make the sports analogy, because it's not specific to, if you want to go and tally up the two, I'll give you my bets on which one is probably got more, but my point is we should want to be correct, and people call in sometimes and they're like, this guy said this one thing and this is what it means, and it's not necessarily what it is or not. That's why we have discussions and things, but it's important to want to know, and it's important to want to be correct, because your opinions have to should have to be formed by the same shared reality, is my point.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't care if you have the I don't care if you have a differing opinion. I care that you came about it honestly.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to join this show and share our shared reality, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. So that's Brian's football analogy for the day. Let's Hooray. Talk about somebody, you know, Brian, that might not necessarily be coming to the conversation or the same reality that we're having. And that individual is Michael Gableman, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, in the headlines again today, Brian.
My goodness, he is just the best.
Well, it is a day that ends in Y, so we've got an update on his inquiry back into the 2020 election. And so, and we're going to be coming up quick here on a break, but we'll dive into it and we'll continue it next segment. But the individual, Gableman, yeah. has now subpoenaed, and his probe, has subpoenaed Voces de la Frontera.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so Voces de la Frontera, the immigrants' right group based out of Milwaukee,
yes.
Has now sued, joining the lawsuit by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, who had previously sued late last year, saying that the subpoenas were not constitutional and didn't have the authority and weight. And so we're still hearing that case is working its way through the courts in Wisconsin.
So it's a double, like, it's almost a double thing. Like, as you get subpoenaed, you also join a lawsuit.
Apparently, that's what Voces de la Frontera is doing. Because
I mean, you might as well. I mean, yeah, good move by them. I'm more just saying that, wow, what a wonderful twofer.
Yeah, so they're joining the lawsuit because they got subpoenaed, and essentially they're arguing that it's an intimidation tactic, that Gableman's looking for information from them.
What is he trying to get from them?
See, that's the hard part, is some of these subpoenas aren't very... They're just subpoenaing information. So I haven't seen the subpoenas yet for Voces de la Frontera. I don't know what they're asking for. Gableman's probably asking for information about maybe GOTV efforts, getting out the vote. Don't know the specifics, but apparently Gableman thinks that his purview is whatever he wants it to be. And without a scope inquiry from the state, we don't know what his probe and review are purview to.
Luckily, there's no documentation. All the meetings are in private, so...
All those phone conversations with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, you know, really easy to audit and know what they're looking for how they're going about it.
You can always trust an organization that runs themselves just like the mob.
Just like the mob. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a Wednesday that feels like a Thursday or maybe a Monday, but you can join this great show, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.